Shalom from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus. Every morning we rush to the Mishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel and the Mishmas Rav David Yitzchok Ben Akiva Yehuda and the Rafuas Yechayachel Feger Bas Michal Dispasia and Tinok Ben Esther Michal is based in the Torah of Manu Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer HaOvos. Like the Rishonim say, Shmos is called the Sefer of Galus uGeula, Ayin veRamban, B'tchilat Sefer Shmos. And these two Sfarim are connected. Where this Sefer ends, the next Sefer starts. Like the Ramban writes, that in Parshas Vigash it says, Ve'el Shmos B'nei Shol B'nei Mitzrayim, etc. There's also a pasuk which Yechzir B'kan, Ki Afo P'shem Shnei Sfarim, Asifo Machuba. And that same is the same pasuk in Shmos. It also says in the beginning of in Vayigash, it also says the beginning of Shmos, because these two Sfarim are connected. But that's a tamua, since the union of these two psukim is one, so why does it have a different lashon? At the end of Bereshis, it says, Ve'el Shmos b'nei Yisrael, Abraham Mitzrayim Yaakov v'vanav. Yaakov is included with those who are coming. At the beginning of Shmos, it says, Ve'el Shmos b'nei Yisrael b'ayim Mitzrayim es Yaakov ishu besa. Shem was b'ayim es Yaakov. In other words, in Bereshis, it's Yaakov is included with his children. And in Shmos, he's mentioned separately from his children. Ve'el Shmos Yisrael b'ayim Mitzrayim es Yaakov ishu besa bo. With Yaakov, in other words, he's not included with them. Whereas in Bereshis, in Vayigash, he is included with them. And also, in the first parasha, when Yaakov is included with them, they're called Bnei Yisrael. And whereas normally, when we talk about Bnei Yisrael, we don't talk about Yaakov. Yaakov is not Bnei Yisrael. Yaakov is Yisrael. So we have two questions. What's the difference between Lashonos in the Pasuk in Vayigash and the Pasuk in Shmos? And why is Yaakov called in the Pasuk in Vayigash, even though he's included with his children? He's called B'nai, they're called altogether B'nai Yisrael, but Yaakov isn't B'nai Yisrael. It's not the son of his, he is Israel. The Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva 3:11, writes that a parshim dark at Tzibur, if somebody separates from the ways of the Tzibur, even though he's not over Averus, El Nivdal Me'adus Israel, he separates from the Jewish people. El Nichas B'tzarasim, El Misanim B'tanisam, El Holech B'darko Ke'echad Migoya Aretz Kilo Eino Mehem. And El Chel Olam Habes, he separates from the Jewish people. He doesn't have their tzaras. He doesn't fast with them. He's like a guy, so he's no chelik in Olam Habes. So from the Rambam we learn that if a person's parish B'dark at Tzibur, and he's no chelik in Olam Habes, he's a person who doesn't have feel the tzar of Klal Yisrael, he doesn't fast with them in their fasts. It's known the Chachmei Avoda that the Kochas HaNefesh, that a person feels with his friend, with his Simcha, with true Hashtatfus, is greater than שהשתתפות עם חברו בשמחתו היא השתתפות אמיתית, גדולה היא במידת התחברות איתו מהשתתפות איתו בצערו. So it's greater than the connection. You're connected more when you're connected with simcha than you are when you're connected with tzar. So why does the Rama mention that you should also be mishtatif b'simchas at tzibur? Why does the Rama only mention you have to be mishtatif b'tzar? At Sibur. You should also say after Mishtatif B'Simchas at Sibur. So it must be that the Rambam meant something else. And therefore it only applies to Tsar and not B'Simcha. We find the Hedya Kamish Lavim B'Dalgot in the building of Knesset Yisrael. We're all Mushash in the Avos, and Karan Lavas El Shlosha. And then there are 12 Shiftei Ka. And we go to Mitzrayim, there's 70. 70 souls went down to Egypt. And then it has Sinai 600,000. That's the Tzuras Uma Bechlal Yusa. So there are four stages: 3, 12, 70, and then 600,000. From every stage, we got something. Because this nation is a nation of those who inherit and those who bequeath. Whatever we have comes because we inherited it. Besides our inheritance, we have nothing. From the three avos, it's not what we received. The Midas of Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomelim Chasadim, Yerush of Aram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim, there Yerush is written the Pasuk. Ben Shana Yodim Tochen Inyanim, Ben Shana Yodim, Yichom Kom Ktuvotam, the Parshiot HaTorah, Ish, Asher Kebirkato Berachotam, Chol Echad, Kfi Inyanam, Lefi Atidot Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Chol HaKochot HaMushrashim, Bekol Echad. From the three of us, we got the Midas. From the Shvatim, we got their brachas. Yisheker brachas of berachasim. Malchus for Yehuda, Avodu for Levi. And then they're all included together. The brachas are merged together. Berachasim. Shishim Ribo. Ramarush Ludoros, the 600,000 in Temer Isim of Har Sinai. So what do we get from the Shivim Nefesh? What koach do they give us? This is the pasuk Banchel Yon Goyim Bafudov Ne'adam Yitzev Vlot Amim Nuspal Mnei Yisrael. So we have the Shivim Umos Keneged Klal Yisrael. Banchel Yon Goyim Bafudov Ne'adam Yitzev Vlot Amim Nuspal Mnei Yisrael. The 70 nations are the Nuspal Mnei Yisrael Keneged the Jewish people. The Shivim Umos and the Shivim Nefesh that went down to Mitzrayim. So what does this mean? Why dafka is this tzura? Why the shivim nefesh parallel to the shivim umos? Says the pasuk Vekach as Avicha Mel Abes Avram Evan Na Anar Tzatzur Veten Yisav Etz Yaakov Etz Yisav Veten Leisav Etz Hasoy The Resh Soso Yaakov Vavanov Yardim Mitzrayim. We see a Seder Shdalshalas here of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have to understand, what is Esav doing here? How does Esav get into that Gadol? Ve'etem le'Yitzchak as Yaakov, ve'es Esav. Ve'etem le'Esav, as how sorry the Rosh is also. Yaakov, Banav, Yodim, Tzayim. Well, what does he found the right Esav do? Why does Esav get into that Gadol? The Mahalach is as follows. Avram is a Yachid, and he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made a bris with him, bris pein Absarim, to give to his seed, land of Israel. And there's also a gzeira of kigeri yezar achad beretz lelahem. Ve'achakach yetzir b'ruchush gadol. Chorechen yetzir b'ruchush gadol. There's a tanai in the matana beretz Yisrael that we have to first go to Galus. And then only afterwards we go and rezocha b'matnes haaretz. Ze'avram avinu shalav Yitzchak rakwa nikwa zera Avram. Lo'ay v'safik klal. Everybody knew the Erish of Avram was. But Yitzchak it says that I'm going to give to Yitzchak Yaakov and Esav. And I'm going to give Esav har sara the resh. So Esav Yaakov banav yard the mitzvayim of the patzik we read. So it wasn't Mavur, who's going to be the Yorish of Yitzchak between these two children? Only because Yaakov paid off the shtar, so to speak, the shtar choyv, of being in Shibud Mitzrayim. So he paid the price, so he also gets the reward. And Esav went to Sire, we know it's the Yorish Aretz, and Mikra Mali, the Esav Ezelet, and Yaakov Achi. And Chazal tell us that Esav, Emo Chelek Lobi Piron, he doesn't have to pay the price, and therefore Lobi Yerush, he doesn't get Eretz Yisrael. So here we use Mizbara, the Chelek and Yerusha of Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael as Zerav Avram, because of Avadu Minyos Amar Avram Yashan, and therefore the Baal HaGadah was machnis his whole onion into that God of Etim Yitzchak as Yaakov, as Esav, Etim Esav as Harsel, the rest also of Yaakov, one of Yodim Mitzrayim, the Yipare, the Shtarachov. These are the children of Avram Avinu, so if he doesn't mean Mitzrayim, it was Mizbara, it became clear who the Zerav Avram is, who's his Mishpacha, these are the Shivim Nefesh. The first place that we find the family of Avram specifically is in the parish of Shivim Nefesh. It says Nefesh B'Lashon Yachid because they're all serving one God, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Rav and Rashi. And Shein Kein Esav, it says Nefashos, each one has their own God, they're all separate. And therefore the Umos are Zelu Mazel, and Mispar Shivim Nefesh B'Lashon Yachid, Keneged B'Zeh Ulu Mazel, and Mispar Zeh Shel Shivim Nefesh, B'Lashon Yachid, Keneged Perudim Shel Umos. In other words, there are 70 nations and they're all separate, and we are 70 and we're one. We went to Egypt with 70 souls. So we're one unit of 70. And that corresponds to the 70 nations that are separate. We're one unit of 70, and there are 70 separate nations. And when we went down to Mitzrayim, that was our first meeting with the Umas Olam, with the Shivim Umas. So these 70 souls, Shivim Nefesh, are prepared absolutely to pay off the Ishtar Chov of Galus, or the self called self. We're a nation of Golios. And our time in Golos is much longer than our time that we dwelled in Eretz Yisrael securely. So Golos and Gulas Mitzrayim are a mashal and a zikar and klapi Golos Harukah v'Gula Asif v'Zecher Asal et Noisav. Kadosh Baruch Hu made Zecher v'Avar, he made a remembrance in the past for the neflos that are going to be in the future. Ki made Tzeislam Eretz Mitzrayim right neflos. That future of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and to the future of the Geula, he already made a memory of that in the past when we were in Mitzrayim and he did the miracles for us there. And just like Golas Mitzrayim was a limited Golas, so too, the coming of Yeshua to Eretz Yisrael was a Geula Mugbelt, it was a limited Geula. Because the Geula Asid is the Geula Achrona, so too the Golas Achrona looks like a Golas without an end. Since the Geula Asid is forever, it's the last, so too the Golas Achrona looks like its mom's never going to end. And our koach to stand in the galus today, in this long galus, that koach comes from the door. It's called Shivin Nefesh, Dor Yotzi Mitzrayim, Dor Poreichov. They paid the debt. So they give us that koach to get through the galus. That's the Rambam meant when he said that someone's parish medar yatsibu, in other words, he's not mitzar, but tzarasa, vena mitzana, but tanisa. Doesn't mean a general hishtatfus. It means ishtatfus bepironachov. It's not about general ishtatfus, just taking part. So you also have to take part in the simchas of Klal Yisrael. Here we're talking about something else. We're talking about ishtatfus bepironachov, paying the debt. We have to go to Mitzrayim, we have to suffer in galus. Somebody who suffers gets the Arusha. Somebody who doesn't suffer is a mufka from the klal, b'shas tashlum, and ha'inshan b'lashan haramba. So that's the whole inyan of the Rambam saying that, you know what? Parish medarkei tzibur, somebody who's not mishtatif b'tzara, meaning you don't have... You don't have the shtar chov. You're not paying the price. If you're not paying the price, then you're out. Then you're not part of the gula either. You're not part of, you don't get the treats afterwards either if you don't pay the price. You don't earn it. That's why the Rambam says, "Dafka mishtatif tzarasan." So ad kan yerusha shivim nefesh mitzad echad. And that again corresponds to the 70 nations. Because there are 70 separate nations, we're one. We have this one unity, and we come down, and we have to go to Galus among these 70 nations. And the first Galus is Mitzrayim. That's where it all began. So we pay the price, so ultimately we get the Geula. But there's a different Yerusha on the other end. The Bar Bracha says, remember Alexandri used to say after he died, Ron, Bolo Dul, Fenecha, Sheretzin, Elasas, Vitzemka. When we make a source of visa to shoot machos, you know, God, that we want to do your will. And who's stopping us? This source of visa and shibud malchus. So it's clear that this doesn't mean the shibud malchus of any xeros pratios, not la nuchfila, not la mubanim sacharim. What it means is, God, we want to do your will. But who's stopping us? This source of visa, the eight are, and the shibud malchus, the qualius hamatzav of koshi and shibud, that's just difficult. Be meshuvah, that it seals off the heart and it prevents the ritzanos from being actualized. The Chazal say, "Lo ministim aparish zulah fishik vanifter Yaakov avinu ministim wainem leivim shal Yisrael mitzaras hashibur." It's a general stima. Their hearts are sealed off. Ministim wainem, their hearts and their eyes are sealed off because they're in galus. Aval mitzar acher, we learn a dvar chiddush milashanam Chazal. The FLP that the shibur is makiv the lamaisa, but the pnimius. The Shibud can't touch it. So Nenu Lasos Ritzonko would want to do your will. That they didn't touch. The Shibud is Ma'akav B'Yitzil, the Kol Shalav Ritzon, the Ritzonos Atzman, they're clean. So if Kol HaShibud V'Atzeres Kulam Amiru HaRotzen B'Taros, the Dinizah Shal Cheris HaRotzen, Gam Heim the Shibud Nefesh HaRad Yerashni. In other words, the pure Ritzonos that we have, that we got from the 70 souls, the 70 souls gave us the koach to be sober the galus, and the 70 souls gave us the koach to be free among the shibud. The ritzanena lasos ritzoncha. We find that the first shibud was in shlavim. Geri azaracha v'leminuosam. Ger v'li shibud. Then the shibud starts, and the shibud starts v'yamasiyos v'cholachov v'chol dorahu, and then v'yakom melech chadash. So after the death of the 70 souls, after they all died, then the Shibud and Inui started. But all their days, they were just Geirim, B'li Shibud, B'li Inui, because of the Aspa Galus. To be in Galus like they were, but still to be free, we got from them. Because again, these 70 souls, they were in Galus, but they were still in a sense free, because the Shibud didn't start until afterwards. So too, we have the Koch to be in Galus from the Shibud Nefesh. We also have the Koch to be free in Galus from the Shibud Nefesh. And with this, we can explain the Chiluk between the two parashas. At the end of parashas Bereishis, we're talking about them going down to Mitzrayim and paying off the debt. And this inyan of paying off the debt by Yaakov concludes the inyan of the Shoshes Avos, and now it is going to be completed by their children. And therefore, it comes in the Sefer of the Avos. Because even Yaakov has a chelik in the Piron. He went down to Mitzrayim and he lived there. They lived. Yaakov is included in the banim because he's paying off his debt. And Shane came at the beginning of the Chumash Shmos, they were talking about the Inui and Shibud, that's a sefer of Golus and Geula. And it's mentioned that they weren't Mishtabed Mishivim Nefesh. Only after they died the Shibud started. So then Yaakov stands alone. Because in this Dargav, not the Ishibud, Zachul Hashivim Nefesh is only because they were with Yaakov. Because the Darg of Yaakov, the special Darg of Yaakov. And therefore, it's a different Surah. Ve'el Shmos B'nei Yisrael HaBayim Mitzrayim Es Yaakov. They came with Yaakov. And therefore, they weren't Meshuvah and they gave us Chofesh HaRatzon. In other words, when we're talking about the Etzim HaYurida L'Fro HaChov, going down to Mitzrayim to pay off the debt, there Yaakov is included with his children because he also went down to Mitzrayim to pay off the debt. When we talk about the not being Meshuvah, even though they're in the Galus, that the Shvatim, Yaakov isn't included with the Shvatim, he's not included with the Shivim Nefesh, he's separate from them, because they only have it because of his special Madrega. And therefore it says, Ve'el Shmos B'nei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayim, Ve'el Shmos Abayim Mitzrayim, Es Yaakov. They came with Yaakov. Because they're only Zochet to not be Meshubit, to be free in the Galus because of Yaakov. And they gave us the Chofesh HaRatzon. It says, Avram, over Belav. Somebody calls Avraham, Avram, without a hey, he's over Belav. But if he calls Yaakov, Yaakov, it's not a problem. So, Frak the Gemara, my nafkamina, what's the difference? By Avram Avinu it says Lo Yikari Ot Shemcha Avram. By Yaakov it says Lo Yimro Ot Yaakov Lo Yaakov Yimro Ot Shemecha. So neither of them are allowed to be renamed. So how come allowed to go back to their old name? So how come only by Avram you're over Belav, you call him Avram, but not by Yaakov? Yaakov's name was also changed to Yisrael. So Gemara's answer is the Hadrei Kor, because we find afterwards the pasuk calls Yisrael Yaakov, so therefore we're allowed to call him Yaakov also. The Shame Yisrael, Al Shem Sra, when he broke peace, Ritzalakim and Hashem Atucham. We battled against man and angels. We were victorious. That's Yisrael. And this Dag of Sra we haven't yet reached. And therefore, in this world, we're called Yaakov. On the last level, Hashem is going to be Yisrael. The Pasuk went back and called him Yaakov because that's our Madrega in this world. And the Parashat said, you guys, they're coming to be Korea, the Chob, and go down to Mitzrayim. And where the name of Yisrael is not yet recognized, the Mile of Yisrael. Or we have it say for Shmos. So then Yaakov is included in Bnei Yisrael because this Yerida were Osek in the Tikkun of the Shem Yisrael. And the Osek in the Tikkun acquiring Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, since Yaakov is Osek in his Tikkun Shem Yisrael, of trying to bring us to a level of Sarisa, of Srara, of rulership, and Yaakov is also trying to get us to that level, he's included with everybody else. And therefore, Yaakov is called Bnei Yisrael, Ve'el Shmos Bnei Yisrael, Abayim Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avanav. So, when they're going down, pay off the chov, so Yaakov is included with the banim. He's also called Bnei Yisrael because he's being mitak, trying to be mitak in Shein Yisrael. But we should be on a level of Sro, we should be on a level of rulership. So we have some insight here into the Galus Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim and the Shivim Nefesh, connected to Shivim Umos, and the Koach, even in Galus, to be free, which we Yoresh from these Shivim Nefesh. And how Yaakov, on one hand, is with them, going down to pay the Shtar Chov, and to be attacking Shem Yisrael. That's in Parash Vigash. And Parash Shmos, he's separate from them because they were only able to be on that level of being free in the Golos because of Yaakov, and therefore he's mentioned separately. So, Dvarim Hayin, fly me out, and hopefully we'll revisit this. Thank you very, very much for listening. Shalom, shalom.